This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except as Muslims in a state of submission to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah, fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the words of Allah, and the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are heretical innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. That none of you truly believes, none of you achieves the higher levels of Iman until I become more beloved to him or her, dearer to him than his children, his offspring, than his own parents, and all of humanity. This is the stance of a believer, because they understand the worth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person that Allah loves the most, and that we should love the most. Because if we spend all of our life praying on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for him, sending salutations upon him, we would not give him his rights. He's the man that Allah sent to humanity to save us from the hellfire. the inevitable destiny of humans without divine guidance. And the great companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاصْطَفَاهُ لِرِسَالَتِهِ. That Allah looked at the hearts of all of His creation, and He saw that the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best heart. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has the best heart among all of the creation. So Allah chose him to convey His message and be the seal of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. A messenger has come to you. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. He's from among you first. He's a human just like you, from your own creation. He's one of you. And the fact, should you go through hardship, is something that worries him. He wants good and ease for you. He's concerned for you. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is so concerned for your own well-being. He is so consumed with your safety from the hellfire. And towards the believers, He is compassionate, merciful, gentle and kind. His heart is for the believers. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even when his people tried to kill him, even when they injured him and broke his front teeth in the battlefield, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people. Forgive my people because they truly don't understand. Forgive my people. Rather than seeking revenge or seeking to avenge himself, he wants good for them even when they are inflicting harm upon him. That's how merciful Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was described, مَنْ تَصَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِنَفْسِهِ قَطْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never avenge himself, ever. He would not take personal offense. إِلَّا أَن تُنْتَهَكَ مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ. He would only get angry or feel offended when the rights of Allah are violated. It was that level of devotion, it was that level of selflessness that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached, that he realized his life was a source of blessing. He was sent to save humanity. And those who don't realize the goodness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the deprived ones. Because no one would enter Jannah without loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and following his example and his message. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam went through an eventful life that was full of challenges, difficulties and hardships. Yet he persisted for the sake of Allah and then for the sake of guiding people. He was asked by his wife Aisha radiyallahu anha, قالت يا رسول الله هل أتى عليك يوم كان أشد من يوم أحد. O Messenger of Allah, did you ever face a day that was more difficult upon you than the day of Uhud, when 70 of the companions were killed, were martyred in the battle of Uhud? Among them was Hamza radiyallahu anhu, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was so dear to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that was a day the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam never forgot. He would always remember Uhud. So Aisha radiyallahu anha asks him if he went through a day that was more difficult than the day of Uhud. So he said, فَقَالَ لَقَدْ لَقِيتُ مِنْ قَوْمِكِ وَكَانَ أَشَدَّ مَا لَقِيتُ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمُ الْعَقَبَةِ. I have seen so much from your people. I have received so much from your people. But the most difficult one was the day of Al-Aqaba. And that's the area, that's قرن الثعالب between الطائف and مكة. إذ عرضت نفسي على ابن عبدي يا ليل ابن كلال فلم يجبني إلى ما أردت فانطلقت وأنا مهموم على وجهي فلم أستفق إلا بقرن الثعالب. I offered myself to the leader of الطائف and they responded to me negatively. In other narrations, they actually ridiculed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made fun of him. And then they inspired the foolish and even the children among them to chase the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the city with stones and abuse. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bleeding. And he was hurt. So the Prophet ﷺ says, فَلَمْ أَسْتَفِقْ إِلَّا بِقَرْنِ الثَّعَالِبِ. I woke up to myself when I reached this area that is called قَرْنِ الثَّعَالِبِ, an area outside of الطائف, between الطائف and Mecca. And that's where the people who come from the east of the Arabian Peninsula, that's where they, their miqat, that's where they start their ihram. فَرَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي فَإِذَا أَنَا بِسَحَابَةٍ قَدْ أَضَلَّتْنِي فَنَظَرْتُ فَإِذَا فِيهَا جِبْرِيلُ فَنَادَانِي. So I look up and I see a cloud, and in the cloud I see Jibreel عليه السلام. He calls upon me. فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ سَمِعَ قَوْلَ قَوْمِكَ لَكَ وَمَا رَدُّوا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ بَعَثَ إِلَيْكَ مَلَكَ الْجِبَالِ لِتَأْمُرَهُ بِمَا شِئْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah has heard what your people, or the response of your people to you, the negative response, the abuse. And Allah has sent with me the angel who's in charge of the mountains of the earth, so that you can command him with whatever you want. فَقَالَ فَنَادَانِي مَلَكُ الْجِبَالِ وَقَدْ بَعَثَنِي رَبُّكَ إِلَيْكَ لِتَأْمُرَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ فَمَا شِئْتَ إِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْ أُطْبِقَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَخْشَبَيْنِ. So the angel of the mountain says, Allah sent me to you, so you combine me with whatever you want. If you want, I can cause the two mountains to collapse on them and destroy them. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبد الله وحده لا يشرك به شيئا. Collected by Muslim. He says, I wish and I hope that Allah will bring from among their progeny, from their descendants, from their children, those who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was not busy with trying to get one against them or avenge himself. Rather, his concern, even in this most difficult moment, the most difficult day in his life, still he was concerned for their guidance. He was concerned to save them from the hellfire, or at least even their future generations. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went through a lot in order to bring the message to his people and to future generations, including ourselves. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to your Prophet, that we spend sometimes days and weeks and months and years not even thinking about him, not even knowing what he has sacrificed, what he has put forth for the sake of this ummah, to protect them, to save them. And we're just busy with things that bring us harm. One day he says to the companions, لَيْتَنِي أَلْقَى أَصْحَابِي أَوْ لَيْتَنِي أَرَى أَصْحَابِي لَيْتَنِي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوَلَسْنَا بِإِخْوَانِي. قَالَ أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي وَلَكِنْ إِخْوَانِي الَّذِينَ آمنوا بي ولم يروني يود أحدهم لو يراني بأهله وولده وماله. He says, I wish I can see, I can meet my brothers. So the companions said, aren't we your brothers? He said, you are my companions. My brothers are the ones who believe in me, but they've never seen me. And they would sacrifice their wealth, their family, their children, everything just to see me. Just to see me. The Prophet ﷺ at that time longed to see his ummah, those who would believe in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran and in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He put up with so much for the sake of making sure the message gets carried to future generations, including ourselves. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates,
He says, بينما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي عند البيت وأبو جهل وأصحاب له جلوس وقد نحرت جزور بالأمس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was praying in Mecca by the Kaaba. Abu Jahl and a group from the disbelievers were gathering together. And the day before, a camel had been slaughtered. And you know that they used to throw out or throw away the intestine and the internals. فقال أبو جهل أيكم يقوم إلى سلا جزور بني فلان فيأخذه فيضعه في كتفي محمد إذا سجد. So Abu Jahl says, who among you would reach out to the intestine and the internals of the camel, which are now rotten and smelly? Who would reach out to them and place them on the back of Muhammad when he is in sujood? فانبعث أشقى القوم. The worst among the people, some narrations mention he was Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. فانبعث أشقى القوم فأخذه فلما سجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضعه بين كتفيه. So the worst among those people, he took the intestine, and when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in sujood, he put it on the back and the neck on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فاستضحكوا قال فاستضحكوا. So they started laughing and mocking and making fun of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in that state. وجعل بعضهم يميل على بعض وأنا قائم أنظر. They would laugh in a way that they would lean to one another and have fun in the scene. وأنا قائم أنظر لو كانت لي منعة طرحته عن ظهر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If I had any strength or any support in Mecca, Abdullah bin Mas'ud was a weak person. He didn't have a tribe to protect him. He said, if I had any support, I would have removed it. قال ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ساجد ما يرفع رأسه حتى انطلق إنسان فأخبر فاطمة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not move. He would still be in that position until a man reached out to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he calls on Fatima, who was a little girl at the time. فجاءت وهي جويرية فطرحته عنه ثم أقبلت عليهم تشتمهم. She came and she took it away from the back of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she started telling them off. فلما قضى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاته رفع صوته ثم دعا عليهم وكان إذا دعا دعا ثلاثا وإذا سأل سأل ثلاثا. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished his prayer and he raised his voice and he made dua against them three times. ثم قال اللهم عليك بقريش ثلاث مرات. So he said, oh Allah, deal with Quraysh, handle Quraysh, take care of them three times. فلما سمعوا صوته ذهب عنهم الضحك وخافوا دعوته. When they heard his dua, they were taken by fear. They were perplexed, taken over. They were paranoid. And they were fearful, should his dua be answered? ثم قال اللهم عليك بأبي جهل بن هشام وعتبة بن ربيعة وشيبة بن ربيعة والوليد بن عقبة وأمية بن خلف وعقبة بن أبي معيط وذكر السابعة ولم أحفظه فلم أحفظه فوالذي بعث محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحق لقد رأيت الذين سمى صرعى يوم بدر ثم سحبوا إلى القليب قليب بدر. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua up against them, against seven of them by name. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, those seven people were found killed in the Battle of Badr. They died in the Battle of Badr and they were thrown in the well. Yet the Prophet ﷺ would put up with all of this. One day, Anas ibn Malik narrates this narration where he says, لَقَدْ ضَرَبُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّةً حَتَّى غُشِيَ عَلَيْهِ. فقام أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فجعل ينادي ويلكم أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله قالوا من هذا قال ابن أبي قحافة. They jumped upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they beat him up until he passed away. Why? Because he was giving da'wah. He was inviting them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Abu Bakr came to them and he said, are you trying to kill a man because he is saying to you, my Lord is Allah, worship Allah alone? And that was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So these are just some of the sacrifices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha mentions most of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sujood and at night was what? Ummati, ummati ya Rabb. Oh Allah, my people, my nation, my ummah. And his ummah includes the companions and all of the Muslims until the end of times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. On the day of judgment, when people will wait for thousands of years for the account to start, people will be on the plains of the day of judgment for thousands of years. There's no announcements, there's no updates, nothing. But the heat of the sun, the confusion, the turmoil, the congestion, and all of the troubles of the Day of Judgment. So eventually people will start reaching out to Adam alayhi salam, the father of all of humanity, and he says, I have sinned, I have disobeyed Allah, and Allah is angry today in a way I've never seen before. And I can't intercede, I can't tell Allah to start the account. Then they reach to Nuh, to Ibrahim, then they reach to Musa and Isa, and each one of them, he says, nafsi, nafsi, myself, I can't deal with it, until they come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, ana laha, I will take care of it. And he proceeds, and he makes sujood, and then Allah inspires him with words of praise that he never praised before, and no one will praise Allah with such words after him. And he would make that praise until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Muhammad, raise your head, and make dua and we will answer it. And Allah will start the account. But listen to this beautiful narration to know what happens on the Day of Judgment. How the Prophet ﷺ was concerned for his ummah, including ourselves, which should really wake us up to his rights upon us. That we follow his guidance, that we follow his sunnah, that we send salutations and peace upon him. Every day, and today is Friday, where the Prophet ﷺ said, أكثر علي من الصلاة فيه, increase in sending peace and blessings upon me on the day of Jumu'ah. And Ubay ibn Ka'b asked the Prophet ﷺ about how much of my dua should I allocate to making salah on the Prophet ﷺ. Quarter? A third? Half? Then he reached, all of my time of dua, I give it to making salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idan tukfa hammak wa yughfaru dhanbuk." All of your worries will be removed, and your sins will be forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this authentic hadith, collected by Darimi Imam Ahmad and in a Sunan, with a good chain of narration, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inni la awwalun nas." I'm going to read the hadith in Arabic, then I will translate it in English. إني لأول الناس تنشق الأرض عن جمجمتي يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأعطى لواء الحمد يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة ولا فخر وأنا أول من يدخل الجنة يوم القيامة ولا فخر وإني آتي باب الجنة فآخذ بحلقتها فيقولون من هذا فأقول أنا محمد فيفتحون لي فأدخل فإذا الجبار مستقبلي فأسجد له فيقول ارفع رأسك يا محمد وتكلم يسمع منك وقل يقبل منك واشفع تشفع فأرفع رأسي فأقول أمتي أمتي يا رب فيقول اذهب إلى أمتك فمن وجدت في قلبه مثقال حبة من شعير من الإيمان فأدخله الجنة فأقبل فمن وجدت في قلبه ذلك فأدخله الجنة فإذا الجبار مستقبلي فأسجد له فيقول ارفع رأسك يا محمد وتكلم يسمع منك وقل يقبل منك واشفع تشفع فأرفع رأسي فأقول أمتي أمتي يا رب فيقول اذهب إلى أمتك فمن وجدت في قلبه نصف حبة من شعير من الإيمان فأدخلهم الجنة فأذهب فمن وجدت في قلبه مثقال ذلك أدخلتهم الجنة فإذا الجبار مستقبلي فأسجد له فيقول ارفع رأسك يا محمد وتكلم يسمع منك وقل يقبل منك واشفع تشفع فأرفع رأسي فأقول أمتي أمتي يا رب فيقول اذهب إلى أمتك فمن وجدت في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من الإيمان فأدخله الجنة فأذهب فمن وجدت في قلبه مثقال ذلك أدخلتهم الجنة وفرغ الله من حساب الناس وأدخل من بقي من أمة النار مع أهل النار فيقول أهل النار ما أغنى عنكم أنكم كنتم تعبدون الله لا تشركون به شيئا فيقول الجبار فبعزتي لأعتقنهم من النار فيرسل إليهم فيخرجون وقد امتحشوا فيدخلون في نهر الحياة فينبتون فيه كما تنبت الحبة في غثاء السيل ويكتب بين أعينهم هؤلاء عتقاء الله فيذهب بهم فيدخلون الجنة فيقول لهم أهل الجنة هؤلاء الجهنميون فيقول الجبار بل هؤلاء عتقاء الجبار. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I'm the first person upon whom the earth to split and let come out on the day of judgment. And I am the master and the leader of humanity on the day of judgment. And I am the first person to enter Jannah on the day of judgment. And I come to the gate of Jannah. And they say, who is this? And I say, Muhammad. So they open it for me. And I enter. And Allah receives me. And I fall in sujood. And Allah says, oh Muhammad, raise your head. Put your head up. Say, you'll be heard. Request and it will be granted. And intercede and you will be given. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, oh Allah, my ummah. That's what's on the mind of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, go and whoever you find a barley, iman, in anyone you find in their heart, a barley's grain, weight, the weight of a barley grain of iman in their heart, enter them into Jannah. So I go and bring these people into Jannah. Then Allah receives me again and I fall in sujood. And Allah does the same thing. Allah says, whoever you find in their heart, half of this of iman, bring them to Jannah. He says, I go and bring them to Jannah. Then the third time, and Allah says, raise your head and go and bring the person that you will find the smallest amount of iman in their heart. Bring them to Jannah. I'll bring them to Jannah. Then the rest of my ummah who have the tiniest bit of iman but so many sins, they will enter the hellfire with the people of the hellfire. And the people of the hellfire will say to them, it did not benefit you that you worshipped Allah, that you were upon tawheed, that you did not associate partners with Allah. You are with us here in the hellfire. And Allah says, I shall bring them out of the hellfire. So Allah brings them out of the hellfire in ashes. And they will be put in the river of life and they will grow as a seed grows. Then they will enter Jannah and it will be written on their forehead, the ones who were saved by Al-Jabbar, the Almighty. The people of Jannah would call them Al-Jahannamiyun, the people of Jahannam. Allah says, no, these are the ones who were ransomed by the Almighty Allah. And Allah gives the Prophet ﷺ the pond on the Day of Judgment, where in that extreme heat, only the believers will drink from it. So we should have the Prophet ﷺ present in our life, in his sunnah, in his guidance, in his life. And we should send peace and salutations upon him. That's the duty of every Muslim. Then you realize why the companions loved the Prophet ﷺ even more than themselves. And why, as a believer, you should love the Prophet ﷺ more than yourself. Because he's been better to you than you have been to yourself. Or better than you could ever be to yourself. You can never pay him back. So let's learn more about our Prophet ﷺ. Let's celebrate him in our life by following his example and his sunnah. And learning about him and about his sunnah. and send peace and salutations upon him. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al qawmi al kafirin. Allahumma abrim li hadhihi al ummati amra rushd yu'azzu fihi ahlu ta'atik ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان في جميع أصقاع الأرض يا قوي يا جبار. اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي الشام وفي السودان وفي كشمير وغيرها من بلاد المسلمين. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك. اللهم أتمم على أهل الشام نصرهم واحفظ لهم نصرهم ولا اللهم احفظهم من كيد الأعداء والمتربصين يا قوي يا جبار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.